We're going to have a look here at the friendship of Padre Pio with his guardian angel and with Jesus and with Mary. He's having this discussion in a state of ecstasy. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, Capuchin friar, mystic, and he was a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and what his intercession can do for you. And this is November, when we remember the holy souls, those who've gone before us, and we offer our prayers for them. So if you subscribe to this channel, we will include your prayer intentions for the holy souls in our Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. We have a Mass every Friday. The story takes place in the year 1911. And at this stage, Padre Pio has been a priest for 1 year. And he has now been moved from his hometown, Pietrelcina, to Venefro. And Venefro is a small town in the province of Esonia. Padre Pio is there, and some other young priests are there as well. And they fall under the directorship of Padre Agostino de San Marco in La Mis. And at this stage, Padre Pio had been having these bouts of illness. So he was sent for medical examination in the city of Naples. But the doctors who were there, they understood very little of what was actually going on with Padre Pio. And Padre Pio, his health is so bad that he was unable to celebrate Mass. But he did receive communion. So communion was Padre Pio's only sustenance during the last 21 days. And at times, Padre Pio would go into a state of ecstasy. And while he is in the state of ecstasy, he would have these long dialogues and discussions with unseen people in the room. He would have discussions with Jesus, with his mother Mary, and also with his guardian angel, and sometimes even with Saint Francis of Assisi. And of course, the devil would not miss his opportunity to try and mess things up, and he would also appear and try to make things difficult for Padre Pio. Padre Agostino was there, and he would write down as best he could what the actual words were that Padre Pio had in these discussions during the ecstasy. And this is Father Agostino's description of this particular ecstasy, which took place on the 29th of November in 1911. And so at this stage, Padre Pio is just 21 years old. And he says, these are Padre Pio's words, "Angel of God, my angel, are you not taking care of me? Are you a creature or God himself? Either you are a creature or the creator. Are you the creator? No." And this shows how impressive as well an angel must be. Was Padre Pio somehow trying to rationalize with his guardian angel as well? "And so you are a creature," he continues, "a creature of God, and you have laws to obey. You have to be at my side, whether you like it or not." And then he laughs. We see him reasoning with the angel, but also as one who's almost a familiar friend of his angel. "What is going on? What are you laughing at?" Padre Pio says. "Tell me something. You have to tell me. Who was here yesterday morning?" And he laughs. "You have to tell me, who was it? Was it Father Agostino or the superior? Tell me, or was it perhaps the secretary? Answer me now." Trying to be insistent with his guardian angel. Remember, this is during his ecstasy. "And if you don't tell me, then I'll have to think it was one of these four." And he laughs, a laugh from the angel. "Tell me, I won't leave you in peace until you tell me." From other visions, we know that Our Lady smiles, the vision of Fatima, our Lord smiles, and here we see the angels, our guardian angels, laughing as well. And then Padre Pio continues, "Still not. Then I'll have to ask Jesus, and then you'll be caught." He's having this discussion. He's trying to force the guardian angel to answer his question. "I'm not going to ask our small mother, the mother who looks at me so graciously." And then Padre Pio adds, "She is upset. Jesus, isn't that true? She is upset." He's speaking about the mother of Jesus. And then he says, she smiles. So we see how familiar Padre Pio is. He is, in fact, the way he's wording it, he's trying to get her to smile. And so, young one, guardian angel, tell me, who was it? You're not answering. He is here like a statue. I want to know. I have asked you something and have been waiting for a long time. Jesus, tell me. And then at this point, we have to presume he received some sort of an answer from his guardian angel. He says, you took a long time to answer, my son. You made me talk a lot. Yes, yes, Padre Agostino. Very good, my angel. You will save him too. Jesus, tell me, why do you allow this? Padre Pio says, won't you tell me? You will tell me. If you don't appear anymore, that will be fine with me. But if you do appear, I will wear you down. This Padre Pio to his guardian angel. And our little mother, turning to Our Lady, always watching discreetly. I want to see her face to face. You have to look me in the face. And he adds, she smiles. So see how familiar Padre Pio is with these heavenly visitors, speaking to Our Lady, speaking to Our Lord, and to his guardian angel. We have to also remember that this was during an ecstasy, and it was also during a time when Padre Pio was going through quite severe bouts of illness. And just a reminder, do subscribe to our channel. And if you subscribe, then we will include your intentions, your prayer intentions, for you and also for your family, for any deceased relatives you may have. It's the month of November when we remember those who have gone before us. We'll include them in a mass dedicated to Padre Pio. So please do subscribe and click that reminder bell too. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.